Nobel Peace Prize winner Desmond Tutu once said, "Do your little bit of good where you are. It's those little bits of good put together that overwhelm the world." David W. Orr, professor of environmental studies, also recognized the change kindness may make, and he said, "The plain fact is that the world doesn't need more successful people, but it desperately needs more peacemakers, healers, restorers, storytellers, and lovers of every kind. It needs people who live well in their places. It needs people of moral courage, willing to fight to make the world habitable and humane. All these qualities have little to do with success as we've defined it." And really, you can see in the things that both of these gentlemen, Tutu and Orr, they didn't use the word kindness, but they spoke of its effect. And really, when we think about it, it's amazing to think what kindness can do to the world that we live in. I was reminded about the importance of kindness recently, not from the act of it, but the lack of it. Someone spoke unkindly to me, and I thought, what a difference their words made to my day, and their actions have made their way into my conversation, even with you today, and because I've thought about it so much, and their words impacted me, and what I thought about myself and what I was doing. The poet-philosopher Cahil Gibran wrote, "I have learnt silence from the talkative, toleration from the intolerant, and kindness from the unkind. Yet strange, I'm ungrateful to these teachers." I had to think about his words for a minute, and then I realized that what he was saying was that I have maybe found silence, tolerance, and kindness from those who displayed the very opposite of these qualities, but I've not been thankful for the way they trained me into thinking about these qualities. Ah, now I got it. In the same way, the unkindness of a person was what showed me the value of kindness. It was the absence of it that taught me the importance of its presence. What is kindness, really? We're told that it's the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. Yet, so often, it isn't just the quality, but the actions that it stimulates that let us observe it and taste its fruit. And you'll all agree with me, it's tasty, isn't it? The Apostle Paul describes it as a fruit that grows from the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. For we read in Galatians 5:22 that the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit within us: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. Kindness definitely stems from the Lord, as Psalm 145:17 states, "The Lord is righteous in everything he does. He is filled with kindness." Paul tells the Ephesians that God is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. He has, in fact, showered his kindness on us, along with all wisdom and understanding. Wow, that's incredible. We try so hard to remember that God is love, but for us to realize that he's also filled with kindness and has showered his kindness on us, that takes his love to a whole other level. Can you remember a time that you recall God's kindness? So often it's wrapped up in not simply giving us what we asked for, but denying us what we shouldn't have. A parent's kindness, after all, works in exactly the same fashion. They give us clothes and shelter and protection out of their loving kindness, but they make us go to school and to find work, develop the right friends and the right character qualities, even if we'd rather sleep in, be lazy, or hang out with the wrong crowd. Their discipline is their loving kindness to us, as is God's. But we don't just see kindness as boundaries to our behavior, but blessings. It's been noted that kindness increases happiness and helps to build a healthy heart. It's also been found to slow down the aging process, and it certainly, we know, improves relationships. Researchers have found it to be the most important predictor of satisfaction and stability in marriage. Surprisingly, many colleges, including Harvard, are now emphasizing kindness on applications for admission. Wouldn't it be great if it was on all work applications? Can you imagine how peaceful and pleasant our work environments would be? In actual fact, kindness is contagious. Witnessing an act of kindness spurs us on to doing such acts ourselves. If we see someone give to a cause or to others in need, we want to do the same, not as a point of competition, but rather as a recognition that being kind is really the right thing to do. The notion of doing unto others as you would have them do unto you is the golden rule, we know, but perhaps this is why the writer of Proverbs tells us never let loyalty or kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. We are told to clothe ourselves in kindness in Colossians 3:12, and we are told from 2 Corinthians 6:6 that we prove ourselves by our purity, our understanding, our patience, our kindness by the Holy Spirit within us and by our sincere love. These qualities are really meant to be a package deal from the Holy Spirit, as they are evident in our actions and our character that they should illustrate Christ within. Yet, if this is the case, why do we struggle with kindness? Why is it often difficult to reach out to others and say things that are kind? For some reason, we imagine that kindness may make us appear weak. It may make us vulnerable to others who wish to take advantage of us. But why should we care? If we're being obedient to Christ, if we are imitating God and everything we're doing is His dear children and living a life of, filled with love, following the example of Christ, as it says in Ephesians 5:2, we don't have to worry about the outcome of our acts of kindness, do we? It's been said that kindness does not cost us anything but time, and in some cases, a few resources. In so many cases, though, it's simply time. Speaking a kind word to someone so they feel better about themselves, helping a person with their packages, or perhaps, if you want to get into cost, buying a hungry person a meal. So often, kindness is just simple, random acts. Do you remember the movie with Morgan Freeman where he played the part of God and he told the Moses-like character to build an ark? It was only the end of the movie that he showed the meaning of the word ark, act of random kindness. Such an act really does protect someone from the storms of the world, for they feel safer, cared for when someone acts kindly toward them. The verse from Proverbs reminds us just how often and important it is, for it says, our kindness rewards us, but our cruelty destroys us, making it very clear which is the better way to live. And Mother Teresa, in her poem Anyway, explains why we don't determine our acts of kindness by the actions of those who aren't kind. She writes, people are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish and ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. We aren't to let the thoughts and actions of others overshadow our acts of kindness. In fact, another interesting quote suggests that we should always be kind, for everyone is fighting a battle that we maybe know nothing about. And our acts of kindness may just give them the strength to overcome their battle. That seems to have happened with Paul, for when he was imprisoned, he wrote Philemon and said, your love has given me much joy and comfort, my brother, for your kindness has often refreshed the hearts of God's people. I would certainly like to be remembered in such a manner, wouldn't you? To know that our acts of love and kindness has refreshed others. Famed author Mark Twain said, "Kindness is a language with the deaf, which the deaf can hear and the blind can see." It's definitely a universal language that can be interpreted within any cultural group or country, in the same way that a smile is recognized as a sign of peace and pleasantness. And whereas some people may have a gift of showing kindness, as Romans 12:8 states, we shouldn't imagine that acts of kindness should be limited to only those that possess such spiritual gifts. Henry James, who was an author of many novels in the late 19th century, wrote, "Three things in human life are important. The first is to be kind, the second is to be kind, and the third is to be kind." That pretty much sums it up, doesn't it? Kindness creates health within us, shows the goodness of God to others, and becomes a healing agent in a world where harm abounds. How can we not want to participate with God in performing acts of kindness every day, showing people we care and offering help where possible? For no act of kindness is ever wasted, no matter how small. And that was written hundreds of years ago, but is still just as true today. So, beloved, let us go through our day, our weeks, our months, our years, performing random acts of kindness to be a blessing to others and a blessing to God. With love. Goodbye.